the political is a notion that continues to be misunderstood. I think to be political is not to be a politician, but to simply anticipate ways of acting, strategizing, really thinking through procedures, anticipate the way things will be handled. I mean, I think that the political has been misunderstood as a very static image. To be political is to act. The political
poetry.
It's interesting because the poetic,
I think, to be political.
I'm interested in poetics.
To be a politician,
but just as a way of
anticipate,
enable. I mean, this is really amazing. You know, it's like it really shifts things.
Really thinking through procedures, anticipate.
But why is it that the poetic has been so distant from the political?
The way things
seems just as a refuge, a kind of withdrawing.
Has been misunderstood as a very static.
The poetic is political
image.
And I'm sure the political is a poetic act.
The political
is being misunderstood. All of these issues are so misunderstood. You know,
it's interesting.
What is democracy?
The poetic, I think,
to disagree.
In poetics, to be a politician.
Is not really the refuge.
Just as a way of
afforded by
enable. I mean, this is really
a distance.
Amazing.
You know, it's like, see, that's the thing.
Really,
I mean,
shifts things.
The poetic sometimes just becomes distant.
Anticipate.
But why when
is
not
it
enabled?
That the poetic has been so distant from the political?
And I think that
the way things
democracy
just
depends
a refuge,
on
a kind of
withdrawing, a sort of tension and the conflict and the
poetic is political
disagreement
image.
Embedded.
And I'm sure the political,
is
a
poetic
is
in the contradictory. I mean, isn't the poetic also the approximation of that which is opposite? The democratic must be enabling that contradiction.
The political
is being misunderstood. I hate
all
nationalisms.
These are so misunderstood. You know,
I think nationalism is the death of the nation.
I think
the first thing we should do is to burn all flags.
It's not really the refuge,
it's sickening patriotism.
Afforded by enable. I mean, this is really a
it really is.
You know, it's like,
see, that's the
it
thing really becomes a stagnant.
The poetic sometimes just becomes distant,
kills creativity,
not enabled. The poetic has been so distant from the political.
And I think that
the way things
democracy depends
a refuge,
on
a kind of
withdrawing, a sort of tension and the conflict and the
poetic is political
disagreement
image.
Embedded.
And I'm sure the political,
is a poetic in the contradictory. I mean, isn't the poetic also the approximation of that which is opposite? The democratic must be enabling that contradiction. Density. Seems like everything converges here.
Nationalisms.
I mean, because ultimately, democracy is coexistence with others.
The first thing we should do is to burn.
So density is not an image again. It's just not an amount of things.
Sickening patriotism.
It really is. Ways of coexisting
really becomes a stagnant.
Social density
becomes distant,
kills creativity.
Not enabled.
How do we
and I think that
coexist with the other?
Democracy depends on refuge, a kind of
we must embrace a very different understanding of density,
the poetic is political,
disagreement embedded in the social,
the political is a poetic,
in an interface, an exchange,
also
coexisting in space.
Which is opposite. The democratic must be enabling that contradiction.
And the everyday,
everything converges
is really a performance. I mean, because ultimately, I disagree with people that think that the everyday is just a symbol, a sign. So density is not an image again, it's just an icon. The everyday is an act of transgression.
Existing really becomes a stagnant.
It's an act of reconfiguring behaviors.
How do we?
Yes, I think it's, we must move from nouns to verbs, I think, across all of these things.
We must embrace a very different...
So the everyday is really a praxis.
Disagreement.
It's a set of... It's a set of actions.
An exchange.
It's not an image.
Coexisting in space.
It's a performance.
The democratic must be enabling that contradiction.
In the everyday,
I'm thinking that
everything
is really a performance.
When it comes to citizenship,
I disagree with people.
Everything that converges here as well, I cannot believe it. I mean, at the end, is. I think it's just the symbol on one hand, and then the performance behind that symbol. I mean, citizenship cannot be just paperwork that makes you belong to a private club.
Behaviors.
It's a creative act.
Yes, I think it's
we must move from
really
from
is a kind of
verbs,
sense of across all of these things,
feeling or a kind of
the everyday
sense
really
of creative intelligence that allows one, whether an individual or a group, to
set of actions,
imagine a space, but also act on
it's
it.
Coexisting in space.
It's a creative act that reconfigures behaviors and protocols. Citizenship is other than just paperwork.
In the everyday,
I'm thinking that
everything
is the metaphorical has been citizenship
has
been misunderstood.
Everything that converges here as well, I cannot believe it. I mean, at the end,
again,
I think it's
we are captured, we are sort of
hand, and then
imprisoned by these
the
images that,
that symbol. I mean,
citizenship are ultimately understood in such fixed ways, and what we end up. What we end up remaining with is this vestige, this fixed image.
We must move from really is a kind of
the metaphorical can be a burden sometimes
or a kind of
if it remains
of intelligence that allows one
autonomous. I think the metaphorical
imagine a space but also act on
embedded in the metaphorical there is a set of procedures.
Creative act that
what needs to be exposed is in fact those
behaviors and protocols.
I'm thinking that across these issues is always this tension
just,
of the fixity of images
paperwork.
And on one hand and on the other, what those images produce, what is behind them. The metaphorical is much more than just an image. It's a praxis.
In the everyday,
I'm thinking that
everything is
love.
The metaphorical has been
citizenship has been misunderstood.
It's history.
Everything
that converges here.
I'm convinced of that. Is not this.
Again, I think it's
we
just
are captured.
This
imprisoned by this momentary, intensive,
ultimately understood
moment of desires. It's part of it. But what really
we end up remaining with is this
constructs
fixed
love
image.
Itself is a commitment, it's a history.
The metaphorical can be a burden.
It's a belonging.
Kind of,
if it remains
intelligence that allows one
autonomous, I think
the metaphorical imagine a space but also act on it.
Embedded in the metaphorical there is a set of procedures.
It's a creative act that
what needs to be exposed is in fact those
behaviors and protocols.
I'm thinking that across these issues is always this tension of the fixity of images
paperwork.
And on one hand and on the other, what those images produce, what is behind them. The metaphorical is much more than just an image. It's a praxis.
In the everyday, I'm thinking that
activism.
Love.
The metaphorical
has been misunderstood.
Activism is.
I'm convinced of that.
It's not just dressing. like the activists. This is not just putting a Zapatista mask and all of a sudden your enabled moment of desire. Activists integrate what really what has been divided, constructs, reconfigure.
It's a commitment, it's a history.
Protocols, it's a belonging. To produce, I think, out of a sense of urgency, a kind of new possibility, a new space of operation.
Embedded in the metaphorical, there is a
activism needs to be demystified too. It's not wearing a uniform, a mask.
I'm thinking that across these issues is always this tension.
The commitment
of images
to engage
on one hand and on the other,
particular aspects, particular desires, is really an act of transgression to one's own fears.
More than just an image.
Activism,
it's a praxis.
Is really an operation. It's alive.